Yo, what up? And welcome to the Tailgate, an extension to a regular podcast where we get you hyped and ready for the game. I'm your host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, Instigating George, and the man with some facts, Massa. This is the Tailgate. Good evening. Oh my God, I think we're just starting and Massa, I think, is frozen.
Massa froze already?
Massa already froze and we just started.
It's okay.
All right.
It's just...
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
So yeah, we can hear you, but your face is frozen.
I don't give a fuck. Oh, wait.
There you go.
All right. So we're missing Angel today. He's out there getting his heavy metal on.
That's crazy because Angel, when I first met him, never knew heavy metal. Little backstory. He's going to come on here and y'all know Angel. Deny. He started listening to heavy metal in 11th grade because of our homie Bernie. And then he started doing his, oh no, my dad and my uncle. Listen.
Why you got to put him out like that, though?
He should be on here to defend himself, right?
Accurate.
So if y'all ever see Angel with an Iron Maiden or anything... 11th grade is when that shit started. Sure, like, obviously, that shit happened 10 years ago, but to me, it felt like yesterday.
You're such a hater, dog. You're the biggest hater I know.
Nah, it's like as fuck. Angel's the biggest hater we know.
Okay, you're the second biggest hater I know.
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right, boys. It is a tailgate, so I'm trying to get in, trying to get out. Just getting you hyped for what should be a dope match. A dope experience for a lot of you too, because I know it's a lot of first timers going to San Jose. So we'll end this episode with some tips on how to survive the bus ride or just the San Jose away trip in general. Don't be Chris Seller. Don't be Blueberries. Don't be my boy Carrick. So let's go. We play Scum Jose this Saturday at, what's the name of the stupid stadium? I know it's not Avaya because they're
Stanford.
Stanford. Where Angel wanted to play, be a quarterback, but will never be a quarterback. but we play them. What do you guys? All right, so let's talk Galaxy first.
Okay.
Right. We have.
Fuck.
We still have Jonah, obviously Jonah, with Mexico and Pipo with Costa Rica.
Okay.
Oh, and I think we lost him. We might have lost him.
That's fine. It'll be coming in and out.
Yeah. All right. So we have internationals away, Antuna's away with Mexico, doing his thing in Mexico. So we still don't have a full squad. But this is a big match. Y'all agree with me?
Big match. I don't care. With or without whoever's here, it's a big match. Even when we didn't have anybody, it's a big match whenever this shit happens. And not because I want to hype these motherfuckers up, but just it's a rivalry game. It is what it is.
Yeah.
You should hype them up right now.
You could do that. I'm not, but you could do that as much as you want.
I'll say this, right? I think a lot of people want to forget or want to push this rivalry aside because Chivas is here now. But this, to me, is still a fucking rivalry. You know what I mean? This, to me,
still,
it's still a fucking match that when we play, we should win every single time, right? Doesn't matter where they stand in the standings, where we stand in the standings. We should whoop ass every single time we get a chance to whoop scum ass. You know, yep. Every time we get a chance to whoop on the Smurfs, we should just go ahead and whoop on the Smurfs. So, you know, I'm excited. I'm hyped. I'm hyped for that. But again, we have a depleted team right now. I know, George, you sent me over your starting lineup. So let's go with that. Let's check out your starting lineup and see. 11 is predicted starting 11 for Saturday's match. Cool. We have.
Go?
Yeah, go for it. Go for it. If you
come on with I got it. David Bingham, Steris, Polenta, Araujo, since Rolf is still with the national team. And I have Romney on the left. I read some reports. I'm sure you guys all read that Shelvick is out with a toe injury, I believe.
Tiene un muñero.
Yeah, something like that. He had some Shaq shit going on. Then I have Kitchen and Corona in the midfield. Fabio in front of him. Marilyn Boateng to the left. And Legette, even though... I read that he was tired and sick or whatever. I don't know. But at this point, I don't know who else could be there other than Pontius, but I'd rather have Legette just to get... Listen, if we have Legette, let's get his confidence going up. And I have Jorge Ibrahimovic up top.
So stupid. All right. So what you think, Masa?
I think we have the same lineup, I believe.
Did you send yours?
Say that I'm right. That's what I was
saying. I sent yours to Slack. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll post it up right now. Let me bring yours up. Just so we could.
Oh, yeah, we have exactly the same lineup.
Is it?
Yep, exactly the same. He has Bingham, Polenta, Steris, Romney, Araujo, Kitchen, Corona, Alvarez, Boateng. He just put Boateng, didn't put Maryland Boateng. He has Seba to the right, and he fucked up with Ibrahimovic's first name. It's Jorge.
Y'all wildin'. All right, so, I mean, that makes sense, right? Given the players that we have and the players who are missing, I think that makes the most sense to me as well. It'd be interesting to see what's up with Seba because he was, I guess the reports coming out that he was tired, so he left the practice early, which is not a big deal. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Like I think he got rushed into coming back a little early from his injury because we're so depleted. So if he wanted to take a few hours rest, I'm okay with that. All right. So what do we do, guys? What does the Galaxy have to do to win this game?
Fuck. I was talking from what the Galaxy does.
Let's start with the Galaxy.
What the Galaxy does, doesn't. Okay. What we need to do, I think, off the bat is what we've been saying consistently. We need to go out there and punch whoever we're playing right in the mouth and fast, especially this team. We'll get to this team, but I think as long as the Galaxy's DNA is going out there and scoring as soon as they can and then getting creative off of that or getting any energy off of that, then I think we'll be good. The problem is when we fail to convert, we don't have any creativity, and then we find ourselves trying to defend or the opposing team gets some energy and they start attacking.
Yeah. I think, listen, and I'm scared to say in this because of who it is, but I think we need to rely on Boateng a little bit this match. I think we have to use his speed to really unbalance their high pressure, right? And we'll go into what the scum could do to hurt us in this game, but I really think that we need to expose their back line with Emma just spreading them wide. If we get him to kind of spread them, to kind of push them, to have to follow him, I think it creates room for Seba, for Fabio and for Zlatan to do something else. So I don't necessarily need him to score or do anything other than make a lot of runs that keeps San Jose's back line in check and always alert that he might make that run.
Okay.
Masa, you got any thoughts?
I think for this game, we have to be on our A game defensively, because San Jose is that team that if we score one, if we score two, if we score three, they know how to rally, especially against us. Mm-hmm. I believe last season I was there at Stanford and I think we were up 3-1, and we ended up 3-3. So yeah, this is not a team that, especially now, right now, they're playing dope. Like, a lot of people are sleeping on them because it's San Jose. But I think Almeida is putting in work over there. So it's not going to be an easy game, especially we're playing at Stanford where we don't have the best record. But the only upside is San Jose played yesterday with the starting 11.
Yep.
So that's the only plus side. But I think if we are able
to... Sorry, Masa, what kind of game did they have? MLS?
Yeah, MLS.
MLS.
Oh, shit. No, okay. All right, cool. Houston, thanks for that.
And they beat Houston. Let's talk about San Jose then. Let's talk about scum. The last four games, they beat Toronto FC 2-1. Mm-hmm. They tied against DC 1-1. They tied Dallas 2-2. And yesterday, they beat Houston 2-0. So they're a team that's figured something out. They won and tied away, and then they won and tied at home in the last four matches. So they figured something out. I actually checked out the game yesterday, just kind of, you know, in prep for this show and just trying to see what they're about. And you see Almeida's tactics coming along. There is a lot of fucking man-to-man marking and a lot of pressure almost immediately. And I think that's what drives me to say what I said about Emma being probably being a focal point in this game, because he can stretch defenses out with his speed.
You know what? I agree with that, just because I think Hugo Almeida is a very knowledgeable coach, and he's looking at footage. Listen, if I were him, I would look at that and be like, Boateng has had one good game the last 7 matches. Don't worry about him. So once he tells his team that, and Boateng goes out there and starts doing these runs, even if it's just a dummy run or just for us to show that, the team's going to think, oh shit, we didn't think this motherfucker was going to do anything. Let's adjust. And if they adjust on the field without his words or whatever's happening, it leaves room for the rest of the players, which is, I'm sure, what you're trying to get at. If not, then I completely agree with you.
Exactly what I'm saying. I think if we could disturb, since they man mark, if we could disturb that and have them pull to one side or the other more so, then that's going to create room for what I'm assuming is going to be an attacking force of Fabio, Leggett, and Zlatan, and obviously Emma, but Emma being more of a decoy than anything else in this game. That's what I think. That's what I think would be our best plan of attack. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. Honestly, though, I think Massa is right. It's a team that we sleep on. It's a team that we never give credit to, just because it's San Jose and fuck San Jose forever. In all sports. So, you know, I mean, it's hard for me to acknowledge what they are right now, but it does look like there's a team there that's clicking and figuring out who they are with the players they have. Cause I think they're also in the same situation that we're in. They're dealing with the players they have. Like, I made this dealing with the players he has, not necessarily the players he wants. But listen, here's what I'll say too, right? I think if we go down the list, player for player, even the players that we have available for Saturday's match, I think we are the better team.
Listen, even without Fabio, even without Corona, even without Kitchen, even without Polenta, if we just have Zlatan up there, we'd still be a better team.
You know, so again, right, like man for man, I think we're a better team, and then we look at our striker, and then we're leaps and bounds better than they are, right? So I want to see that carry its own weight. I want to see the fact that we have a better team, a better players in our team, carry its weight and carry us into a victory, even though it's something that we don't do often when we go up there.
I agree, but I think that we've always said on paper we're the better team. Right now, I hope it. I completely get what you're saying. I'm completely on board, but I'm afraid to have that logic, because we've always, I think for the past, even when Gio wasn't our team, we would say we have a better team on paper. Let's go out there and prove it. So honestly, I just want this game to be tactical. Go out there, punch up in the mouth quick, and let's get the fuck out of here.
And what you guys got to say about us having that winning record and that streak going on when we're playing away from home right now?
No, I hope it carries on. But back to that on paper we're better, bro. To be honest, a rivalry game, all that shit goes out the window. This shit is whoever wants it more, and we're going to have to want it more. Cause
if that's the case, you want to know the truth? No one on this starting 11 knows what the fuck a rivalry is.
So that was my follow-up question, right? In the previous years, we had different players step up. I remember vividly what Yelav and Dan did against them, right? We had players with a lot of character who could step up to this, and it's so have they, right? They have some players that I'm not going to go into, but we can remember them, you know, kind of stepping up for these matches and kind of really putting that crest, you know, up high. Who do we think? Is there somebody who understands this, one? And two, even if they don't understand this, is there somebody you think can step up and put that fuerza?
100%.
Who's that?
And it's not for the reasons that we think, but it's going to be Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Because I hope someone on the defense knows this is a rivalry game, comes out and says, fuck this guy, and he goes out there and hits him. Which is exactly what Zlatan has always said. He needs a reason to play. He needs a reason to get mad, and this is it. Yeah. Even if it's not, listen, he could throw the fucking San Jose LA thing out the window. He could give a fuck less. I'm 100% sure. That doesn't mean the defenders think that way. The defenders are going to see Zlatan on the other side. They're going to see that Galaxy crest. And I'm sure that their bitch-ass person, the one that whoever's complaining about this rivalry, is in their ear talking about getting to this man's head. And you're going to – congratulations, you played yourself.
Yeah. No, I mean, if that's – if it plays out the way you're thinking, I think for sure it plays into Zlatan's game, right? Even more so than the team's game, I think it plays into Zlatan's game. If somebody wants to pick a fight or wants to try to get under Zlatan's skin, yeah, donkey of the day because you played yourself. You know what I mean? I don't think that's going to happen.
Fool of the day.
Fool of the week.
I think Zlatan knows what this rivalry is now. I still don't think he cares. And I think the person that's going to step up is going to be Kevin Kitchen.
Think so.
For this game. Yep. I think he's going to be the one that he's going to back all his teammates up. And he'll put in some strong ass tackles when he has to.
But I think that's Kevin Kitchen, regardless of anything. I don't think that's just Kevin Kitchen because of the rivalry. We're talking about rivalry.
Never mind.
Because it's fair. Because I'm thinking about Zlatan because of Zlatan. But I think Kevin Kitchen is just that person, that player.
But you don't think he'll have like a, you know, a level or two more than he'll step up because he recognizes it's a rivalry.
Yeah, I mean, he already plays physical. I don't take that away from him. I think for this game, I think he's someone who, especially, he's still looking for a starting position.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's working his way there, and I think he's going to put a little more into this game just because it would be his second season coming around. The last time, you know, he experienced that with the team when they came back on them 3-3. I think there's a little something, I hope there's a little something from him there. And if it's not him, it has to be legit because this motherfucker's been around forever. So,
yeah, I mean, he's senior in the team, right? At least being
that's crazy,
team.
Huh?
Yeah, I agree. Listen, it's hard for me to pinpoint somebody and say, I think he's gonna step up, right? Or because it's these guys. One thing that I have not seen is that hunger to do something for the crest, right? Like, I haven't seen them pull together for, hey, we're the Galaxy type of thing. You know what I mean?
I completely agree. I don't think there's anyone right now. If I had to pick someone, it has to be Stairs.
Oh, maybe. You know what? Maybe. Yep. Especially this season. Because we've even seen him with the captain armband, you know what I mean? So maybe, and that's a good person to step up and have that fight. And I think if he does it, I'm sure fucking Polenta backs him up, and you know, Romney, if he plays, he's gonna back him up. So I think he can spike something. So I think, yeah, if I have to go one person, I'm gonna go with what you just mentioned, Renan Esteves. As an added bonus,
You know what? It's crazy though. You know how you had mentioned, George, that no one here knows what this rivalry is. I think now more than ever, more than half of the team knows what this rivalry is.
You think so?
Why is that?
Well, Bingham used to play for San Jose.
Okay, so that didn't mean anything the first time that they played against them.
Okay.
Okay.
Steris knows what this game is. Romney knows what this game is. Seba knows what this game is. Bo, I think, knows what this game is.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree with you. Listen. I'm not disregarding that, but I think when that rivalry was happening, when those men were on our roster, I think they were still fighting for even to be relevant on this roster. So they had a different internal battle going into this.
Not even that.
But I agree with you.
I think even more so, these guys are not the people with the character that we expect for this match, right? Tell me how many times you've seen legit in a flare up, both in a flare up. Romney on a flare up. Even Steris is a keeper. He's a defensive guy. You don't really see him in a flare up, right? I don't know. I don't know. But here I'm gonna throw in another name in there. I would like to see Efra in this game at one point or another, because he's a kid who's been watching the G's, who's now playing for the G's. I wonder what his mind state is like if he comes into this match. Imagine him scoring his first MLS goal versus San Jose, and then he kisses the crest. That'd be like, you know, perfect scenario there, no?
You know what's crazy? we're saying a lot, but it all has to do with GBS as well. And I think GBS sees this more as a Almeida GBS fight than a LA San Jose.
Well, listen, either way, I hope he recognizes that it is a rivalry, right? Maybe not at the magnitude.
I haven't seen him say anything.
I wouldn't expect him to, though. I wouldn't expect him to.
They leave on...
No.
They leave tomorrow.
I wouldn't expect him to say anything. I actually expect him to say more along the lines of, it's just another game. It's a game to get 3 points or whatever. And I expect that to come out on the press. But what I'm hoping for is that, in the fucking locker room, he's getting these fools hyped. You know what I mean? He's yelling at these fools, telling them, we're not going to lose this team. We got to go out and beat this team. This game matters more than just points. I'm hoping
it's for the hinchas. It's for the hinchas que están acá. It's for the hinchas.
Yes.
Imagine talking to Satan like that.
Satan has no idea what the fuck's going on. Like, what does that mean? but that thing, I want him to be winding him up on the fucking, in the locker room. I want him to tell the players that if they don't get a yellow card, they're running 10 miles the next day.
Yeah,
and I mean, I want these fools to get hype. So, all right, I might be over exaggerating, but I'm hoping that GBS in the background is definitely hyping them up. Same goes for his brother and Buchet and everybody in the staff. I'm hoping, they get in his head like, "Yo, let's go."
Right? You know what's gonna hype up our boys when they look up and they see 600 plus people that traveled. Hey, let's be loud as fuck, guys.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
Let's put in this work right here. And let's pump up the boys and let's get this. Let's get
the dove.
Let's go.
All right.
I'm excited now. Let's go.
Same. Let's get into predictions. Angel's not here, but he sent in his predictions. He's going with a 3-1 victory for the Galaxy, where Ibra scores 2 goals, 5 scores a third, and Dave Bingham scores an own goal. which is right for Angel's prediction. What do you guys have?
I have 2-0 Galaxy winning, Zlatan scoring 2.
Dope. Masa?
I'm going to go 4-2 Galaxy. I got Zlatan scoring 1. I got Fabio scoring another 1. I got Booty Tank scoring another 1. And I got Corona about to score a banger this game.
Oy.
Let's go.
Oy. I'm gonna call this a 3-2.
Shit.
A 3-2 victory.
That's too close to my heart.
Peep game. I'm gonna lay it down how it's gonna happen, right? I'm gonna say okay. Like this. We're gonna score 1 goal in the first half. The first half is gonna end 1-0. They're gonna come out and score 2, and it's gonna be 2-1 in the 60th minute. Slatan's gonna score 1 in the 65th minute. They're gonna bring Efraín, and he's gonna score 1 in the 85th minute to win 3-2. He gets first goal and the winner in San Jose. That's what I'm calling right now. Dog saw it. Dog called Walter Mercado and he told me what's good. So that's what's going to happen. Boys, be ready. Efra's going to score his first goal, first MLS goal at Stanford and celebrate with us. All right. So we all got victories. Hopefully, y'all motherfuckers got this shit right because I need a victory. If I'm fucking traveling 7 fucking hours on a bus with a bunch of drunk people, we got to get
could
that.
Could have done it with me for an hour.
Listen, I've never not been less hyped for this fucking. I've never been less hyped, but that's just because I.
Because it's not Saturday.
City. Honestly, when Saturday hits, I'm not going to give a fuck. I'm going to get on that bus. Me voy a tomar mi cafecito. And then probably 15 minutes into that, I'll be like, all right, let's do this shit.
Yep. All right. So let's talk about this trip, right? It's 600 plus it's 600 plus people going.
You don't want to do ACB plugs first and we can finish off with all this? All
right, cool.
Because I think we're going to take some time with this.
All right, let's do ACB plugs. Who wants to hit me with the jingle?
ACB plugs. Fuck Tony. ACB plugs. Fuck Tony. All right, let's go.
All right, boys. ACB plugs. For those of you who are taking L's and not going with us to San Jose, there is a shit ton of viewing parties happening around the whole entire city of LA. The biggest viewing party is going to be in collaboration with the FO in downtown LA at Tom's Urban. So get to that. We also have some in Van Nuys, Springbok, the Commoner in Whittier, and so on and so on. You'll see the assets. You see the images in the and the details on our social media, on ACB social media, Lars social media, and I think the Galaxian social media. So definitely get out there, watch a game with people. It's going to be a good game to watch with people. Like we mentioned a couple times in the show already, there's 600 plus of us going up to San Jose. So make sure you guys
all get... All four of us will be there.
All four of us is going to be there. I'm in the overnight bus. George, you're in one of the... You and Angel are in one of the same-day buses. And Masa, you're flying out there, meeting us out there. Listen, make sure you get there early. I get it. I'm one of those people who can't get there on time. But when we go to San Jose, we got to get there early so we can get the fuck out of the Dignity and on the road and heading to San Jose. So make sure you get there early. Make sure you have your waiver. If you're going on the buses, make sure you have the waiver signed and just hand it to whoever's collecting them. Make sure you have your drink. And then just recently, we got an email tonight asking us to print out your tickets because they will not be accepting tickets through your phone. So don't be wild. Print your fucking ticket. Don't make the trip and not get in the game. Print your fucking ticket. Put that shit in your bag Friday night. So when you wake up Saturday morning, you take off to the stadium, everything is ready. Get your shit together. We'll give you pro tips on what you need to survive this trip. But for now, just make sure you have your waiver. Make sure you have your ticket and you're there early. Moving on. Ticket package. We got a new ticket package coming up. And you know, I should have confirmed, but I didn't. I think they're out already. But we have a package for Toronto and San Jose at home. The next two.
So if you miss this game, if you're missing this San Jose game, make sure don't miss out on the next one. Get your ticket package early. Get them early. This shit's gonna crack. I guarantee you.
Listen, don't be that person on Friday morning trying to get a ticket. You know what I mean? Get your tickets because it isn't a Friday. It's summer night. Against the Scum at home, but we gotta bring it at home. We're taking it to San Jose, so we definitely gotta bring it at home. And get ready because it's back to back weeks against rivals at home. So make sure you're there for that one. And you'll see the images floating around social media with all the details on pricing and where to get them. I think that's it. Do you have anything else, George? You know anything else? I think that's it.
For ACB, no, that's it. I believe the dates went up, and I'm sure you guys have seen them, and they're going to see them July 5th or 6th, I want to say, is the TIFO dates to go out and help paint. Mm-hmm. Definitely go out there, paint, take things that you guys don't care that will get dirty, because I think the tracing is done, so painting is going to be set. So hit up Rob. Or
hit up the ACB accounts,
hit straight for the stands, and we'll put you in the right direction.
Yeah,
I know we've had plenty of messages. How can we help? How can we help? This is the time. Yep. Hit us up once we get back from San Jose, and that's going to be the focus.
Yep, getting some TIFOs up. We love them. We love showing them off on Instagram. So make sure you're out there helping us out and creating these masterpieces. All right, that's pretty much it for the show. But before we log off, we want to hit you with some. How to survive San Jose away on the bus.
Facts.
All right. I'm going to start off with one simple
one. Let's all go popcorn. You give one, I give one, Masa, then back to you.
All right. Here's one that's simple, but it's oversaw so many times. Drink fucking water. Drink a lot of beer, but have some water with that. Be hydrated, especially on the way up. Whether you're doing the next day bus, drink some fucking water, stay hydrated. It's gonna help you enjoy your day and night. Drink some fucking water.
Are we doing it in order, like on the bus, and then once we get there, or just wherever we're at?
Yeah, wherever you're at, whatever comes into you.
Okay. Find yourself a buddy. Never go by yourself anywhere. Anywhere and meet someone fucking new. Like I get it. A lot of people are going to be there. Try to talk to someone new. I can't tell you how many fucking people I met on this trip. A lot of the closest friendships and everything that I have with people from ACB come from this fucking trip. Yep. Francisco.
Take airborne for motion sickness.
Oh, you smart. Like
hey, that's good.
You smart.
Good.
So, you know,
that should have let you drink.
Masa, you want to add? You want to add some context to that?
Well, how do you know about this? Why do you know about this? Tell me.
So okay, the few couple times that I went up, I can't be in an environment where the windows are closed. So I get motion sickness and I took an airborne once, or they gave me one. Someone brought it on the bus. I took one, and it worked like a champ. And I drank all day, all night.
So it worked like a, can I ask you a question? If it worked like a champ, why aren't you doing it again? If you know that it worked.
Because fuck the bus.
Yeah, okay. Listen, my son's not a big drinker to start off.
Shit.
Not.
No,
he's I'm really not.
He, I mean, he drinks. I'm not saying he doesn't drink, but he, you know, I mean, he doesn't black out at people's weddings. You know what I mean? Like, he's a real one. Yeah. All right. Tip number two.
Okay.
Take comfortable clothes for the trip, for the bus drive. Take fucking comfortable shit. And nothing worse than fucking being uncomfortable for 7 hours that you're going to be stuck in a fucking, in a bus. Right? My go-to is my three-quarter Adidas shorts and a t-shirt, right? I'm good. I wear a hat because I ain't trying to worry about my hair or anything like that. Three-quarter shorts, a white tee because I got to represent for the G's, and my hat. I'm straight. Comfortable as fuck, and I get to my drinking. Plus, you know, I mean, when I get the little beer belly, little beer belly, you know, my jeans ain't in the way because I got that, you know, expandable fucking waistline. So I'm good. Take comfortable shorts.
Try to limit the amount of times you need to go to the restroom.
Yes.
I cannot say that shit enough. If you know that you go to the restroom a lot, when you drink beer, drink liquor. If you know you're going to get fucked up with liquor, put half a shot in your drink. Have something in your hand where you could represent that you are drinking. Listen, we're not pushing drinking on anybody. Everyone's grown as fuck. But if you go to that restroom,
especially if
that shot's being pushed on you.
Especially if you're in the same bus with the 818 boys. Oof. These motherfuckers are just plain evil. Plain evil. So I'm going to tell a quick story. I think 3 years back now, Anna went with us for the first time in the bus.
Oh, was that the wine time?
It might have been. I know she.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Was that Temerario bus?
Yeah, it was Temerario bus. Yep, yep.
Oh my god.
So, my wife is not a big drinker. You know what I mean? She drinks, but she's not a big drinker. And she was drinking on the way up there, and she had to go to the bus. And I'm like, "Fuck, don't go to the bus, right?" Because the 818 boys, they kind of take over the end, the back of the bus, and they always have some cheap ass alcohol. It might be brown. It might be see through. I don't know. It's cheap. I'll tell you that much. And if you got to go to the restroom, you have to take a shot. I ended up taking like 5 shots for Anna. Because okay, she didn't want to take shots.
That was my next thing.
She didn't want to take shots.
If you take someone that cannot take shots, when they go to the restroom, you better be ready to take that shot.
Yeah. You're taking shots for your loved ones if they can't do it.
All right. Masa, your turn. Come on. Hit us with something good.
Personal hygiene. Wipe your asses. Wear deodorant.
Lots of it.
I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah, because ain't nobody want to be smelling your ass, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
So please do us or do them a favor. Do yourself a favor. Stay clean. Stay dry. And yeah.
No stank. And then if you don't have anything else, it's cool. But one thing I'll tell you is have fucking fun.
I have more. We got to keep it. I have a lot more.
Okay. Have fun. Don't go out trying to prove anything. Have fun. In any scenario, fucking stand your ground if you have to, but don't go out looking for bullshit. Remember, you're fucking seven hours away from home.
We could say that because Angel's not here. Don't go out looking for bullshit. Don't go. He'd out be the bullshit. Last. Yeah.
Listen, I get it. You might have some alcohol courage, but like George said, you know, if that's your buddy, you know, make sure you chill him out. Ain't no reason to be acting stupid out there. Like I said, stand your ground if you have to, but don't go out looking for shit. Have fun. Have fun.
I have another one to that, to add to yours. On the way back, on the way in, you're going to have people cursing you out. You're going to have people talking shit to you. You're going to listen. I went on this trip fucking 7 years ago, and it was a reality shock, like to see that side of it where people in your face saying, fuck you, sheriffs are holding you back. Listen, like I said, protect yourself. If someone's physically or if you feel threatened by any chance, throw them hands. We got your back. But, you know, you have to have tough skin on this shit.
Yeah.
Oh, another one. We already said remember to print out your tickets. If you are on that fucking overnight bus, make sure before you get into your stupid ass bus, you look at the driver in his eye and you ask him, are you okay to drive? Context behind that fucking question.
My fucking God.
Our driver drove all the way from San Jose to LA. Cool. I say cool because I passed the fuck out. I didn't know anything that was happening until I woke up once we were exiting at the 405 and my man was at a green light for 2 minutes and no one noticed because everyone was passed the fuck out. We get into the stub, at the time it was a StubHub center, and my man drives straight into a fucking pole, straight into a pole, and our bus, we had to jump out the bus because it was mounted onto the pole. So if you see your bus driver swerving at anything, wake his ass up. Tell him to get the fuck out. Because there's usually two drivers, right?
Yeah. There's two drivers.
And something happened. Listen, that shit was one of the dopest, scariest, funniest, saddest.
Everything. Ever. All the feels. All the feels.
Every emotion.
Listen, to be fair, though, like we are going with a different company who's taking the drivers and the buses are from a different company. So we're not going with the same guy. My dude, you know, he's canceled for sure. But yeah, you know what I mean? Make sure that if you see anything funny, anything sketchy, make sure you call it out. You know what I mean? It's your fucking life and along with like 50 other people. So make sure you call that out.
I got one more real quick. Hold on to your shit, your scarf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good shit.
I should have started with this one, but, don't lose your shit. Don't leave your shit behind. Tie that shit around you if you have to.
Don't your shit. Don't take your
shit. If you don't have to, don't take your shit. If you want to take it, please don't lose your shit and don't leave it behind. Don't get that shit snatched.
Don't be that
guy. If you go your shit snatched, you better go get that shit.
Yeah, don't ASAP. Especially if it's ACB, especially if it's Lars or Galaxian's gear. Don't lose it out there. Just don't lose it. Don't lose it, period. But especially don't lose it out there. All right, George, you got something else? You want to wrap this one up?
If you're on the bus with Angel, I will be on the bus, but I still can't see every shot he takes. So always remember, record you giving him a shot, record him taking the shot, one full video, and send it to me, and you'll be added into the contest of having one Chivas USA away ticket. You think I'm playing, but I'm not.
However you want to do it too. If you want to do IG story, we'll repost it and we'll count it towards that.
100%.
Yeah, however you want to do
better.
It.
And yeah, I think that might be better. Put it on IG. If you don't have IG, send it to us on Twitter. If all else fails, just record it and send it to us. Know that none of us are responsible for Angel's actions. This is our lawyer had to make us say it. We are not liable, and you are not liable for the actions of Angel Shortstop Figueroa. And that's my last one.
All right, and with that being said, it's another episode of The Tailgate. I'm your boy Rudy, and I'm Smarts on Twitch. I am Smarts on the Gram. I am Smarts on Twitter. George.
Oh, that's me, huh? Jen defeated 7. I'll see you guys in San Jose.
Peace, love, and G's up.
Peace.